from Wallace is on the line. Hello, Brian.
Hi, Roger.
Hello. Merseytunnel Users Association.
Yes.
Yeah, you've come into Bray's Mersey Travel for a change, have you?
Well, sort of. Yes, it's better than it has been. Right. It's this time of the year that the tunnel fees are set for the year.
Yeah.
A bit of history. The organisation that used to be fully in charge were Mersey Travel, who now run the tunnels, but the overall decision making is now made by the Liverpool City Regional Combined Authority, which is a meeting of the six council leaders of the Merseyside Authority.
Yeah.
Now this year, the MTA met yesterday, and the Combined Authority are meeting today. And in the Whittle Globe this week, Phil Davis, the leader of the Whittle Council, has promised that we're going to be three concessions to users. One, the fast tag is going to go down by another 20%, another 20 pence.
Yep.
So that you now only pay £1.20 instead of £1.70.
Yep.
That he is in fact Father Christmas, because the tunnel is going to be free on Christmas Day for the first time ever.
Yep. And on Boxing Day, isn't it?
It's over the Christmas period.
Yes. Yeah.
And finally, which is something that should have happened years ago, that ambulances and police cars and fire engines in full livery will now be allowed free through the tunnel.
Yeah, whether they're blue light or not, basically.
But I have a vision in the past of, you know, a fire engine struggling to find change to pay the tunnel fee.
And it can't get down low enough to put the money in the what's it.
Yes, so that's good. But the bad news is this, that last year...
You'd have a but. I did but know that, bro.
It is a big but. Last year, at the meeting of the... at this equivalent meeting of today's meeting last year, Joe Anderson made the statement that I think that the using the tolls to finance other infrastructure was fundamentally wrong. And he said, I think that all the profits that are made from the tunnels should go into driving down the tunnel tolls cost. It was then agreed that the region set up a task force and that there would be negotiations with government.
Right.
The profit this year, it's going to cost them £3 million for the concessions this year.
Right.
But the profit is still going to be £13
million. Right.
So that £13 million, hopefully, it's a step in the right direction, but bigger cuts could have been made on that £13
million. Hang on, is the £13 million to include maintenance of the tunnels as well?
No, that's profit.
It's above the maintenance.
It says in the budget document produced by the authority that it is profit.
Okay. You sure it's not profit for reinvestment into the workings of the tunnels? I mean, I know they will be taking some money through other travel things, because they still do, yeah.
No, I have... It's an even bigger amount that they make. I've got the actual document here from today's committee, which says total profit in millions. In this year, it would have been £16,800,000. By the time they made the concession, it's gone down to £12,700,000.
Okay.
So they're still making a lot of money. There is another that we've made freedom of information request about the task force, and can get no sense on this task force whether it's been set up or not. Think also that they are prevaricating in that the councillors are saying that they need more government permission and the change of the law to put down the fees.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought that was true.
I was along with five others. We went to the Mersey Tunnels Bill when it went through the House of Lords in 2004, and we are convinced that they can take the toll down if they so wish. And we don't think there's any, you know, if it was going to be abolished completely, there would probably have to be some sort of meeting. But we feel that they can make reductions without having to get permission from Parliament. So we think there's a bit of prevarication going on there.
Well, you may be right. I mean, I can't remember the detail, but I, in my head, thought that there was a situation where they have the option of raising it up regarding inflation, but not doing that if they wanted not to. I don't remember the bit about being able to...
What they've done the past few years, it's set a higher toll and then offset it by 20 pence or so forth. So they haven't... It could have been last year, I think, £1.90, but they kept it at £1.70.
Yeah.
But we believe that they could reduce the toll without parliamentary permission. But at the same time, they haven't carried out what they were going to do last year.
Who was it exactly who said that about the task force?
I'll give you the quote.
Because there wasn't a combined authority. It certainly wasn't controlling Mersey Travel last year.
Sorry?
The combined authority certainly wasn't, as far as I'm aware, controlling Mersey travel at that time.
The February 2015 meeting of the combined authority.
Yeah.
I'll give you the quote. Joe Anderson said that he thought using the tolls to finance other infrastructure was fundamentally wrong. I think that all the profits that are made from the tunnels should go into driving down the tunnel tolls costs.
Yeah, but he wasn't chair of the combined authority at that time.
But he carried the meeting.
Well, you mean there was a vote on that and it was accepted by the meeting?
Well, it was certainly said at the meeting. And
yeah, we can say that, but then you've got to have all agreement that you're going to do that.
Phil Davis, who was then chair of the combined authority, has spoken in the Whittle Globe this week about putting. He doesn't mention that, but he is talking about trying to save money for tunnel users. So we feel that there is certainly room for them to. There's certainly, at the very worst, from my viewpoint, a doubt. I'm convinced that was said.
Well, it might have been said, but not agreed. I mean. The thing is there another way of looking at it? I know you don't like it, but the profit is used for things that are most people would think was quite good, for letting the ferries continue, things like that.
Yeah, so you use your car to subsidise the ferries.
Well, all right, I agree that is so. And you're subsidising some buses as well, theoretically, because the money's goes into the pot, basically, and is used for various things. And some of those things aren't so bad, are they?
Sorry?
Some of the things that it subsidises or helps are quite good.
The Beatles story, the submarine, the spaceport and so forth are all funded through their profits. But we do feel that it is... He spoke earlier in this broadcast, you were talking about the council tax going up.
Yeah.
So motorists on Merseyside pay an extra fee on top of the council tax, which other people in other parts of the country don't pay. In Manchester, I've said this before, in Manchester, this wonderful motorway ring road, and it's nothing. It's free for them to go around. Manchester voted against the bringing in what they've got in London,
the congestion charge.
Yeah.
There is another angle on this one, which I think I've asked you this before, but it is, on the face of it, the tunnel is a main road, the new gateway is a main road, the Humber Bridge is a main road.
Yep.
That all throughout the country there are main roads and some of them are being charged, and you could argue you should get together with all those organisations who all oppose the charging in those places and really push the government to drop those charges.
There is a national body, the NAHT, the National Association of Highways and Tunnels, something like that, and they were very instrumental in bringing down, in stopping tolls on the sky crossing in Scotland.
Well, they refused to pay them, didn't they? They just refused. They drove through. Everybody drove through.
Yeah, we're not brave enough to do that yet, I don't think. And too old, possibly. But just going on from there, it's not just the combined authority members are all Labour, but as I call him, Boy George, George Osborne last year promised that there would be. That the Conservatives will look at the possibility of tunnel fees at both ends of the Runcorn Bridge and at the Mersey Tunnel for local residents to be cut or abolished.
Yes, so I remember that.
So they're going to get their criticism later in the year, hopefully. One thing I think which would help, Neil Scales, the former
Director General and Chief
Director
Executive
of TUA, was transported. He wasn't. He went to live in Australia. And there's been a lot of change in the management at MTUA.
There has. Yeah.
Would it be time, do you think, to have one of your phone-ins, special transport phone-in, and get the new boss of Mersey Travel and some of the councillors there for people to talk to?
We do that occasionally, and not that long ago. Normally under this setup, in the old setup, it tended to be the Director General and Chief Executive, as his title was doing it. Now it's much more Liam Robinson, the chair, who's much more the public face. And he's very happy to do it, and we will be doing it at some point in the future, undoubtedly.
Okay. Can I just finish with a little story?
Yes.
Yesterday, I spoke to your producer yesterday, Andy Ball.
Yes.
And I've said if I came on today, I would reveal his secret. Andy, as a 16-year-old,
yes,
with his mate Trevor, used to run the disco in my youth club. So
indeed, that I'm aware of. He preempted you because he told me earlier today.
His first step to stardom.
Yeah, you set him on the track. Yes. Thanks very much for that.
Okay.
Cheers, Brian.
Thanks a lot.